A snowy owl named Lumi was released back into the wild earlier this week in Barrow. She was found in Yakutat last November and rehabilitated at the Alaskan Raptor Center in Sitka. We have two stories tonight on Lumi's long journey home. The first is from KCAW's Emily Bender, who saw her as she was preparing to leave Sitka.
Step one will be catching Lumi. It's Jen Cedarleaf and Victoria Vosberg's job to take care of Lumi and the other birds here at the Raptor Center in Sitka.
Catch her by tiring her out, basically, because she flies really well, so it would be hard to catch her.
So we're going to go back and see her?
We're going to go get her. Okay. We're going to go get her.
She swoops from her perch in the corner. Her wings make powerful downward strokes. She flies back and forth across the long cage. And she's getting a little too close to my microphone. Next, they strap her feet with Velcro and swaddle her in a neoprene suit.
We like to call it the scuba suit.
Last but not least, they give her a manicure. That's the nail file. Not to make her prettier, but more dangerous to her prey.
When birds are in captivity, their talons and beaks tend to overgrow because they're not, you know, doing what they would normally do in the wild.
We want to make sure a bird has every possible advantage when it goes into the wild, so we make sure that its hunting weapons are ready to go, sharp and deadly.
Now Lumi is all gussied up and given a clean bill of health.
Everything looks excellent. No concerns at all. She's ready to go. She gets whole mice with a little bit of vitamin, and we're just going to put this in her kennel so that she's got something to munch on while she's on the road.
The sides are covered with cardboard, so it's nice and dark in the crate for Lumi's long trip to the northern slope.
We want to keep her as calm as we can, and being in the dark pretty much shuts down their senses a lot, so she should be very comfortable, hopefully.
Adult owls eat about 5 lemmings, or little mouse-like rodents, each day. Snowy owls pair up and usually mate for life. Females like Lumi make their nests on the treeless tundra. When food is scarce, they won't lay eggs and sometimes end up leaving their Arctic climate to migrate south.
Last year they didn't even nest because the lemming population was so low, so there wasn't any food, so there were no chicks last year.
Don has had a tight grip on Lumi for about a half hour now. He carries her over to the crate.
Feathers inside, tail feathers.
Nope, tail feathers stay outside.
And then just let her walk in and just stay.
Give her a little bit of a push.
Bye, Lumi. Perfect.
Very, very nice.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Bender.
And this is Jake Neer reporting from Barrow, where the release of Lumi was a media event with reporters from all over the state in attendance. There was even a PBS crew filming. On top of all that were local spectators, dozens of kids, and a busload of tourists. Not long after 4 p.m. on Monday, Lumi the Snowy Owl made her big appearance in front of the crowd.
There it is. Look, 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 guys.
Wow.
Look, 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 look. You see it? Look how big it is. Up close. Oh.
Jennifer Cedarleaf with the Alaska Raptor Center in Sitka says Lumi was taken in after being found injured late last year near Yakutat.
Lumi is a female snowy owl that was sent to us from Yakutat in southeast Alaska the beginning of November last year. And she had been found under some power lines, and one of her talons looked like it was blown off of her left foot. And so we watched her for about a month, and her toe was not getting any better.
Cedarleaf says the Raptor Center staff decided they needed to amputate the end of that toe. She says the owl was most likely electrocuted by the power line she was found near, which caused the major injury to that toe. But besides that, Lumi was fairly healthy and made a quick recovery after the amputation. But Cedarleaf says it wasn't until now, about 7 months after the accident, that a release back into the wild was fitting.
She couldn't be released because we needed to bring her up here to where she would be in the summertime, and it's just really hard to release a bird in the winter when we don't know if there's going to be enough food and we want to make sure that she's going to make it. So we kept her at the Raptor Center in Sitka since November and have been feeding her lots of mice, and she's healthy and was finally time to bring her up to Barrow, and so we released her just today.
She says despite the missing talon, the owl should be able to adapt her hunting skills quite easily. Earlier this month, another snowy owl was released just outside Barrow. That owl was found weak and starving in Anchorage, also in November of last year. It was rehabilitated and released by the folks at the Bird Treatment and Learning Center in Anchorage, also known as Bird TLC. Officials with the Raptor Center say it's not all that common to be able to release a snowy owl in Barrow. They say they get about one snowy owl every year, and most are too emaciated to even treat. It's even rarer to be able to come up to the North Slope for a release. So for Barrow residents to be able to see two owls released in less than 3 weeks is pretty special. In Barrow, I'm Jake Neer.